Good morning. It's 13th of June. Our New Testament reading today is 1 Peter chapters 3, 4 and 5. I'm going to read to you from Brother Dudley Fifield's book, Glimpses of Glory. This particular section focuses on the death of Stephen, but ends up with a quotation from our chapters in Peter. I read, "The manner of Stephen's death bears many similarities to the death of the Lord Jesus. As the Lord was crucified without the camp, as we read in Hebrews 13, so also they cast him out of the city and stoned him," Acts 7, verse 58. The prayer of the Lord Jesus for those who crucified him was, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Likewise, Stephen prayed for those responsible for his death, beseeching the Lord that this sin might not be laid to their charge. A principle emerges here of which we need to take account. We know that forgiveness of sin is dependent on repentance, that there must first be an acknowledgement and confession of sin. Were therefore the words of the Lord Jesus and those of Stephen a request that these sins should be forgiven without the usual conditions being observed? Surely not. It was first a recognition that, on both of these occasions, God's anger would have been aroused against those who had perpetrated these evil deeds. Yet in the hearts of the Lord Jesus and of Stephen, his faithful witness, there was no desire for revenge. Rather, there was a plea that if they sought forgiveness, it might be freely given. As they stoned Stephen, he called upon the Lord Jesus to receive his spirit. And the words he used are, of course, reminiscent of the last words spoken by the Lord on the cross. "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." This is a quotation from Psalm 31, verse 5. And significantly, the next words of the psalm record his next conscious moment. "Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth." How appropriate then that Stephen should have echoed the words of his Lord as, in vision, he saw him ready to descend, for in his next waking moment the Lord will have come. It has been said that the words of Psalm 31 were taught by the Jews to their children. It was their prayer before they went to sleep each night, and their acknowledgement that God had kept them through the hours of darkness to the dawn of a new day. How poignant, then, is the record of the death of this faithful man, Stephen. He fell asleep. The name Stephen means a crown, not the diadem, but the coronal wreath of victory that was given to the victor in the games. This crown was bestowed as a mark of honour and respect in recognition of some public service. Usually of laurel leaves wound together, it would soon fade away, and the honour associated with it would be forgotten. How wonderful, then, to contemplate the beautiful words of promise written by the Apostle Peter, that there is laid up for all God's faithful servants a crown of glory that fadeth not away. That's from 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 4. And may it be that in the day of his coming, the Lord will welcome us into his kingdom, crowned with his glory. May that day come soon. Thank you for listening.